Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, a Rhode Island couple were hit by the tax court with over a $300,000 judgment for taxes, fines, and interest. If only this family had listened to Liberty Coin Service's warnings several years ago, they might have saved these funds, plus all the legal fees they have incurred. When people establish an individual retirement account, two of the requirements are that an independent trustee manages the account and an independent custodian holds the assets. For intangible assets such as stocks and bonds, that is how most taxable accounts are managed. However, for tangible assets such as gold and silver, most people prefer that they have these physical assets in their direct custody or stored in a safe deposit box or storage vault under their own name. The requirements for someone who wants to acquire physical precious metals through their IRA to have an independent trustee and custodian of the assets increases the cost of such an arrangement. Several years ago, some marketing companies came up with a concept of having an IRA take ownership of a limited liability company called an LLC, which is legal to do. However, these marketers then advocated that the LLC purchase physical precious metals. In addition, they said people could then store their gold, silver, platinum, or palladium coins and bars at home so as to save the cost of vault storage. Not long after some companies started marketing this strategy, the Internal Revenue Service issued a statement that these stored-at-home precious metals IRA accounts were not in compliance with Section 408 of the IRS code. The reason for that is that the substance versus form of the arrangement violated the requirements for an independent trustee and asset custodian. The process that the Rhode Island couple used was exactly as described in the IRS statement. Even before this IRS pronouncement, Liberty Coin Service had warned our customers and followers to avoid such arrangements as likely violating IRS requirements. Should you know of anyone who has established a stored-at-home precious metals IRA account, please advise them to seek prompt, competent legal counsel. Next time, please take heed of our warnings. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.